Hey guys, welcome to this episode. And today I'm excited about this message because I'm going to be encouraging you all to end the year strong and start next year with momentum. But for that, we got to take our goals of this year serious, and we have to have faith that we still have time to reach the goals that we haven't reached. I don't care if you wanted multiple six figures and you haven't hit 100,000 yet. I don't care if you wanted to lose a bunch of weight and get fit and you haven't done it because you've been eating more this year than you did last year. It doesn't matter. What matters is what you're going to do from now on. What matters is today. Okay, yesterday doesn't care about you. So why are you going to care about yesterday? You need to leave the past behind. You need to forgive yourself. I have plenty of episodes here for you guys to listen to about forgiving yourself, about taking care of your mental health, about manifestation, all of it. So I want to encourage you to not just give up the next 35 days of this year and wait until January 1st to create your resolutions and do something about your body and something about your finances. I get it. The first of the year, everybody's excited. Everybody's focused on their resolutions. So globally, we have this powerful, awesome energy to start the year strong. But about first week of February, people gave up already. And they're just like, whatever, what's the use? I'm never going to get this. You know why people give up? Because number one, they don't have a long-term goal. And number two, they don't know how to manifest. They don't know that it takes resilience, that it takes staying in the energy, that it takes a strong mind to be like, okay, I said I wanted this. I'm going to fucking get it. Period. There's nothing that's going to stop me. And a lot of people are not strong-minded like that. Most people, I would say 98% of the population are people that are so caught up in the system, and they're so deep into the matrix that in between the things that they read and the things that they hear from their coworkers and the stuff that they consume, in between all of those things, it brings them so down that they don't know how to even be strong. I'm not saying that if you have quit on your goals that you're not strong inside. You are. You have the strength in you, but you don't know how to maybe use it for yourself. Use it to show yourself love and respect and worth. So I want to encourage you today. We have 35 days left. What are we going to do with it? Do you know how much you could get done in 35 days from goals that you think that you're not going to get this year to going to the gym? Like, you know, if you go to the gym every day for the next 35 days, and okay, you could rest on Sundays, I guess. You could take one day and stretch. Don't ever, ever rest completely. Always at least stretch. And all right, so that makes it 31 days of going to the gym and eating the things that you know are good for you. I'm not even going to get into diet right now because we all have different food allergies and things like that. So whatever you know that works for you. Do you know how much you can get done in 31 days? Provided that you take 4 days off from the gym. And the momentum, because if you're really, really overweight, let's say that you want to lose 100 pounds, you're not going to get your 100 pounds, obviously, in the next month. But you're going to pick up momentum. And you're going to start next year way in a different position, in a different, completely different timeline than if you don't do anything for the next 35 days. And the same goes with your scripting. You know, I've been talking about scripting since like 2019, and I wrote a scripting guide that I still have on my website about how to do it in a way that it always comes to pass. If you do scripting, scripting is magical. If you start scripting today for the next 35 days, because you have to do that every day. Do you know how powerful the end of your year is going to be and the beginning of your next year is going to start just from that? Because you will pick up force and momentum in your energy and your manifesting power. You'll see results right away. Some of the goals that you have are very simple, like being happier, which is, by the way, a choice and a decision that we make every day. Some of your goals are simple, are like making $10,000. That is so, so possible to make and so simple to do. It could come from so many places. Now, if you want to make $1 trillion in the next 35 days, get another coach. I do not know how to do that. I don't see that as a plausible goal in the next 30 days. Of course, that's just unrealistic. But if you want to make 10,000, 50,000, 100,000, there are so many ways that you can make it. And if you're feeling by any chance depressed, because I know that seasonal depression is real. And I used to really go through heavy, heavy darkness more than a decade ago when I was living in the Midwest. And even when I was in Florida, I would feel the energy. And if you're empathic, you feel the energy around you collectively and on the planet. And you might feel bogged down, right? You might feel depressed. You might feel sadness. But if you do something about it now, you will start the next year differently, because January is going to be gray and cold just like every fucking year. So a lot of people feel the January funk and the February funk. But if you start working on it now, you will not start the year like that. And you will not end the year like that either. So it's all about our choices. What do we do when we get up in the morning? Think about it. What do you do when you get up in the morning? Do you get up and make coffee? Nothing wrong. By the way, nothing wrong with whatever you do in the morning. I'm just saying, I'm asking you the question so that you could ask yourself, what are your habits every day? Your habits become who you are. And if, depending on your age, if you're below 30 years old, it is going to be a lot easier to rewire your brain. But if you're 30 or above, you are a bunch of habits packed together. And for you to see changes in your life, you got to go deeper than just wishing. You got to go deeper than just journaling, and you got to go deeper than just saying a few affirmations and going and doing ayahuasca and plant medicine. You got to go deeper than that. Plant medicine changed my life. You guys know it. You guys can listen to my other episodes here. However, it goes deeper than that, because it shows you your trauma. It shows you what you got to work on. And then it is your job to go and heal it, to integrate it, and to change your own life. I know a lot of people that have been doing manifestation work, plant medicine, journaling, cacao dances, drum circles, and that doesn't change your life, guys. That doesn't, you know, when you do manifestation work, but you don't take it seriously, it doesn't change your life. When you do manifestation work, and by the way, I'm going to leave you here a link to a really good masterclass that I did. That's like the last video you ever have to watch about manifestation. It's that good. But if you don't take it serious and you quit when the pressure gets heavy and you don't sustain the energy of already having what you want, you spend the rest of your life trying to manifest shit. And then you're like so depressed because I told you I suck. I told you this is not for people like me. I told you this is, you know, for people that are privileged. This is for people that are not as fucked up as me. You know what I'm saying? You keep recreating the same reality, maybe a little better here, a little better there, and then it goes right back down to where it was because you're not doing the deep changes. I'm inviting you to do the deep work in the next 35 days of this year. Seriously, take it seriously. Look at the next 35 days and get excited about the next 35 days. Don't even think about next year yet. Get excited about what you can do for you and for your health, for your finances, for your relationships, and especially your relationship with yourself. And how you talk to yourself. What do you say to yourself when you look in the mirror? And I'm not saying verbally yet, because I'm not even gonna go that far. I'm saying mentally. What is the first thing that goes through your mind when you look in the mirror? I need you to get aware of that. And not to judge yourself, but to observe it and realize where you're standing right now in your life. And then work from there. Because if the first thing you say about yourself when you look in the mirror is negative, then now you know where you gotta work from. It's not about beating yourself up. It is not about judging. It is not about saying, you see, I told you none of this shit works. No, 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 no. Everything works if you work it. You hear that? Everything works if you work it. So it's not about that. It's about what are you gonna do from now on with what you have, okay? And if you've gone backwards, if you used to like make more money or be more connected to Mother Earth, more connected to God, more connected to your soul, and you feel like you've gone backwards, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. You have no idea what's happening right now astrologically. I even don't know all of it, all of that that's happening astrologically, but I know that a lot of things are moving and are happening. And also like politically and around the world and the wars and everything, it affects us. It affects them more over there in the world, of course, but it affects the collective. So if you feel like you've gone backwards, forgive yourself. We're gonna work from here though. We're gonna work from here. And the next 35 days are gonna be fucking strong and powerful and life-changing for you. And then you're gonna start the next year very, very differently than if you did nothing for the next 35 days. So the first thing I want you to do is when you wake up in the morning, spend 5 minutes, set the timer, spend 5 minutes being grateful. If you gotta get up 5-10 minutes before you usually do, you do that. Okay, I strongly recommend that you do that actually, so that you start your day without rushing. Like, I'm grateful, and you're brushing your teeth. No, I want you to just use those brain waves that are so open to your subconscious mind first thing in the morning and be grateful for whatever comes to your mind, for your skin, your hair, the fact that you have 2 hands and 2 feet, the fact that you can think straight, the fact that you have a phone, that you have a house, that you have whatever it is that you want to put into that list. And it's going to be, maybe you can say it out loud in a low voice, or maybe you can say it in your mind. 5 minutes, okay? That's the first thing. That's gonna change your life right there. 5 minutes of gratitude in the morning. And then, if you have the time, script. If you don't have the time to script, we're gonna leave that for the before you go to bed, but you gotta script every day. And then I want you to get up, do your coffee, go to the bathroom, do the things you do. And then I want you to stretch for at least 5 minutes, do some movements with your legs and your back and your neck, stretch your body and look in the mirror, grab a little mirror and look at it, look at yourself in your eyes and speak words of encouragement and life to yourself, okay? Then you're gonna go on about your day, depending on how much more time you have. You can meditate in the middle of the day, you can meditate in the morning, or you could wait until the evening to meditate when the kids are in bed and when you have time for yourself. And then at night, you're going to meditate for at least 20, 30 minutes, and then you're going to script. And in the scripting, like I have been talking about it for so many years, you're going to write in the present to past tense, where you say, I got blah, 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 blah. I achieved blah, 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 blah. I received this amount of money. I sold these many courses. I had this many people listen to my podcast. So you're gonna do it in past tense and present tense. You could also say, I am a multimillionaire. I am a multiple six-figure earner. I am the CEO or whatever, you know, whatever the goals are that you have. I am 106 pounds. I am athletic, I am flexible. Things like that you could write in the present tense and then the goals in the past tense, as though you already have it and you're gonna feel like you already have it, okay? And that's it. And then you're gonna go to bed and you're gonna do this for the next 35 days. And I promise you, within the first 72 hours, you are going to see a huge shift in your energy just from the gratitude. By the way, before you go to bed, also 5 more minutes of gratitude. So before you go to bed, you're gonna meditate, and within that meditation, you can include the gratitude right there, as though you already have what you want, 5 minutes for what you have and want. And then you're gonna do the scripting, and then you're gonna go to bed like that. No Netflix before you go to bed, no TikTok, no YouTube videos. Only if it is YouTube videos that have the meditation that you want, okay? And that's going to be your habits, okay? If you have any more good habits to put in there, yes, by all means. Also, I recommend you do some form of exercise every day. If you don't have time to go to the gym, there are plenty of free videos on YouTube. You don't even have to pay anybody or an app or anything. You could do it from YouTube videos that are free and get some exercise in, because that's going to help with your energy. That's going to help you manifest as well. And yeah, simple as that. Add those new habits and you'll see the old habits fall away, and the old habits of thinking. The thinking is what's really having you go around and around year after year, year after year, where you're like, what the hell happened with the money I made? What did I do with it? Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Well, this year again, you know, I'm still in that stupid job I hate. No, what has you there is your thoughts and the things you speak. Of course, I have a podcast on words, but it starts with your thinking. So we're going to change that with the gratitude and the meditation and the scripting. Okay. All right. I hope that you guys are going to do this. I'm going to leave a link with my powerful masterclass that I did on manifesting, because in there I touch on techniques that I use to manifest that are very, very powerful, and they all work. This works, you know why? Because it's a law. This is science. I'm not making, this is not woo-woo. I can be woo-woo, you guys know. You guys can listen to the rest of the episodes. You know I'm woo-woo. You know I'm spiritual, but this is backed by science, everything that I'm telling you. 10 minutes of gratitude a day increase your immune system by 50%. And this is science. I learned that from Dr. Joe Dispenza. 10 minutes of gratitude a day. So I'm dividing it for you between 5 in the morning and 5 minutes at night, but you could do 10 minutes whenever you want to. It's up to you. You're an adult and you could choose when to do what you do. But I do recommend that you do it though, and that you don't give up 3-4 days later. And I'm promising you that in the next 72 hours after you start doing this, you're gonna see a shift in your mental health, in your digestive system, in the way that you sleep, and in the good, amazing things that are gonna start coming to you, like money, clients, promotions, a lot of congratulations, a lot of love, and a lot of good things. And from there, you start building momentum, because now you're grateful for that. And then the universe will bring you more things that you're grateful for, because you're already grateful for it. And you're telling God and the universe what you're grateful for. Remember that you are surrounded by a team of angels that is ready to support you. You're not alone. You don't have just 3-4 angels. You have angels that you cannot even, if you were to see them with your 2 physical eyes, there's not enough eyes to see all of the angels that are behind you, supporting you. When you feel down, when you feel sad, when you look in the mirror and you just want to quit, remember this, that you have a huge team of angels waiting for you to decide to change your life into a different direction, for them to support you, okay? Joy is a decision, happiness is a decision. Being healthy comes from different decisions that we make every day. And being wealthy and having abundance is also a decision, and it happens from the things that we do every day the things that we think and tell ourselves and the habits we have. Okay, so I will talk to you guys soon. I hope that this encourages you to finish your year differently and start next year from a completely different timeline. And I love you guys. I will leave the link below and I will talk to you guys soon.